From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina remain on alert following a second night of violent protests after another fatal police shooting of an African-American man. The city is under a state of emergency. The demonstrations, which began peacefully, turned violent. This participant in the earlier demonstration says some people came to the march only to make trouble.
They started throwing gas. They started throwing everything. It was these loud things with a lot of, I don't know what it was, but they were just really rude. They had no compassion. They were even rude during our prayer. They were just rude for no reason.
Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to try to disperse the crowd. The Charlotte government said one person shot Wednesday night by another civilian. Well, not police. The city government also retracted a statement that the person had died. The protest stemmed from a black Charlotte police officer fatally shooting 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott Tuesday while he and other police were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment building for another person. Police say Scott had a gun when he got out of his car and ignored police commands to put the gun down. His killing comes just days after another black man was shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Wednesday that the killings are unbearable and need to become intolerable. Republican Donald Trump tweeted, "The situations in Tulsa and Charlotte are tragic." A U.S. military official says Islamic State is suspected of firing a rocket or an artillery shell that landed on a military base in northern Iraq and may have contained a mustard agent. Authorities say tests will be done on an ordnance to determine if a chemical agent was used. An official said no one was hurt in Tuesday's attack at Kiara Base.